The Guardian.
Well, they upheld the status quo, which is 24 weeks, which is what many of us expected, despite the hysteria on both sides. And in the closest vote, which is 24 down to 22, MPs rejected that by 304 to 233, which I think is a majority of 71. And then as they went down the list, 20 weeks was defeated by a 142 and so on, all the way down to 12 weeks, although I see the 12-week cut failed by 393 to 71. So it's only the hardcore pro-lifers, and that's in all parties, incidentally, not just Tories, who stay all the way down to 12 weeks, which, of course, would be an extremely radical change.
Now, it was a very emotional and often very personal debate, wasn't it?
Yes. It's interesting, in Parliament, social issues, issues of conscience, age of consent for gays, hunting, the right to die, we had that a couple of years ago. They are informed by enormous personal feelings, not entirely down to the Catholic Church, although if you look through the division list, every time you do, you will find an awful lot of MPs who you say, well, Edward Lee, who spoke prominently, the Conservative with the red face, he's a Catholic father of five, a lot of Labour MPs with Scots and Irish names who represent the west of Britain, from Liverpool up to Glasgow, got a lot of Irish and Scots Catholics constituents who feel passionately about this. Not all of them believe it themselves, but they make an expedient vote which says, well, I can vote for this. It'll give me a quiet life. I've got a small majority. And then on the other side, there are people who feel very strongly in favour of the pro-choice issues. Emily Thornberry, who's an Islington MP, of course Islington gets them crossed before they get started, had a clash with Geraldine Smith, who I think was born in Belfast, who's the MP for Morecambe and Lonsdale, who were sitting 6 feet from each other yesterday, having really quite bitter exchanges about the other issue in contention, which, of course, was the need for a father.
Yes, many of the papers and commentators are, in fact, more interested in that vote about requiring a father's involvement in IVF treatment.
The reason for that is because there isn't science involved in this. Now, if you remember, on Monday we had the votes on hybrid embryo research and relaxing the rules a little that allow scientists to experiment. They can't guarantee they'll get things out of this, but it's an enormous potential industry. We forget the economics of this, and frankly, I thought the scientists had much the better of that argument. And then, of course, was the Save Your Sibling, which I couldn't understand why anyone would resist that, but never mind. But the one which isn't inclusive of, will babies survive at 20 weeks or 22? There's an element of medical science in all that, as well as of morality and ethics and the nature of life. Does life begin at conception? Yes, said Edward Lee yesterday. Well, most religions don't believe that. But this one, the baby's right to a father, as the Daily Mail puts it this morning, that's just social. Do you think lesbians should be able to turn up at the clinic with a chicken baster or whatever happens, IVF treatment? And, some people, for whatever reasons of morality or gut prejudice, say, no, this is wrong. And other people say, we live in changing times. Science can do it for people. There's a lot of love out there. And it's an easy one for the papers to emote on. The Daily Mail's lost this battle, which he put a lot of effort into, and it's left with saying, what about this baby's rights? And, it's a picture of a 23-year-old ultrasound scan of a fetus who, no denying it, looks like a baby.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.